There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is me.
You slimy scumbag, get on your face and give me 25.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of 50 Days of... What is this? I want to say 50 Days of Podcast. 50 Days of Dragon Con. The podcast that just keeps marching forward, even though the intro really blew. And joining me, as always, is Lee. Lee, move.
Move, go faster.
Keep up with me, Lee.
Damn car. I can hear your car in the background. I can hear your car music. Stop it. No, hi, how are you? It's great. It's a good day. It's rainy right now, so what I'm hoping is Atlanta gets every last bit of rain and hot, humid, dear God in heaven, walking outside makes you sweat and feel disgusting weather gone way before the end of August. I'm thinking that's a very big possibility this year. I think it's going to be good. I really do. I think all of it's going to be gone. And so those days in August and September, you know, especially that Saturday in September, that's a really big day.
Yeah, that's,
you know, because you want it to be all pretty and nice and cool in the morning.
You know, I know. I hear you because it has been the last several years, but for the life of me, I can't remember what was going on Saturday morning at Dragon Con.
You know, it's always a blur to me. I know I have to do something, and this person hands me a bullhorn. I don't know why, because I'm usually loud enough. But, you know, it is time on Saturday morning at Dragon Con for a parade. And believe it or not, a parade does not just automatically, spontaneously happen.
What? No. I understand that it spontaneously happens and there's no one behind any of this. And it's just a miracle that it just occurs.
It is a damned miracle that it just shows up.
Well,
all of those,
let's be honest,
requirements.
It really is a miracle, yeah. But it's worked by a goddess.
It is worked by a goddess, and that goddess is with us, and her name is Jan.
Jan. How you doing?
Hi there. Hi. How are you this morning?
We're okay. Yes. I'm feeling like around noon on Saturday at Dragon Con. How you must feel around that time.
Time to take a nap then.
Yes, exactly. That's probably
right. Nap time.
So Jan, of course, is what is your official title with Dragon Con?
I am the director of the Dragon Con parade.
And so that means that all you do is you just stand there and tell people what to do, right? That's it. That's you don't have to do anything else.
Yeah. I just, you know, I hang out and watch all the other people do the real work. So it's a pretty good gig.
I will say this, and I know that you do a ton of work, and we'll get to all that in a minute. But I must say that the last several years, I've been standing next to you at the start of the parade, and watching your volunteers work. They work their butt off to get that parade off. So I just a quick shout out to all the volunteers that are there from,
all those volunteers.
I know they're like there 7 o'clock in the morning or something, right? I mean, just trying to getting everybody herded.
Yeah. It's an early morning for everybody. And the volunteers that are on the parade team are spectacular. I love all of them. And they do the majority of the work on Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then the folks who come out to help us get the parade on the road, who are not officially part of the parade team, mm-hmm. but who volunteer to help us, are angels. So we appreciate everybody who shows up, because it's not a small thing to get 3,500 people and 70 vehicles on the road.
Yeah.
That's what I was about to say. 3,500 people from the first parade at Dragon Con, which I think you could have counted on all your fingers and toes and had maybe one or two left over. to and no vehicles, there is nothing like that, to now as big as it has gotten. And it's gotten so big you've basically had to cap it. I mean, you unfortunately, just because of time and city permits and stuff like that, you've had to actually say, this is it, guys, I can't take more. And it's not because we don't want to, but it's regulations and stuff. So what are those? I mean, why is there that cap at 3,500 now?
Well, if I could get everybody who wanted to be in the parade, that'd be great. But I think it would be an all day extravaganza. And we have to negotiate. We have to negotiate with the city for a permit that allows us to basically halt traffic in downtown Atlanta for hours. And our permit is only good until noonish. And that means we have to be clear of the street by then. And I just physically cannot push any more people down the street and have us off and cleared and have the city streets open again if I add more people. So that's why we capped.
Yeah, that you've never... no, but that's a reason. I mean, and I will tell you guys, you've never had surrealism like telling zombies to shuffle faster, which I have actually come out of my mouth and other people's mouths before. Zombies, you're looking great, but shuffle faster. And that's a really weird. That's a weird, one of those statements you never think you'll say. You know, there are a lot of them in Dragon Con, and this is one of mine, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. So
how did we get to so many vehicles too? I mean, I love it. I think it's absolutely awesome. But I mean, not just our guests, but we've got. Give us a rundown on all the vehicles. I mean, not all the vehicles, but the vehicles we have.
Oh, we will have some Ghostbuster Ecto-1s or variants of Ecto-1s. I've got the Mystery Machine from. Scooby-Doo. I have some Mad Max kind of creations. We've got some Star Wars specific creations. We've got the Netherworld people coming back with their big, huge monsters and large floats. I will have a float with Doctor Who. I'm leaving so many things out. Wolverine car. We've got the little power wheels again. They don't count as vehicles because they're tiny.
But they're
coming back. Yeah.
Oh, they're so cute.
So there's a ton of things. A lot of really good cars. And the thing is that it's like the costumes that you see the people wearing. Those vehicles. We have the carpet vehicles again too. But those vehicles are done out of love and the pockets of the people who enter them in the parade. So it's everybody, it's all their blood, sweat, tears, and dollars on it, and it looks wonderful. And we appreciate every single one of them that shows up.
Well, and also you do have the cars for the guests who are. You've got a grand marshal and usually a couple of other guests who are going to be riding along in the parade. And so that's always cool too. So everybody can see our grand marshal and all the fun guests. The grand marshal's already been announced, so I didn't ruin your thunder on that. But are there any other guests you can say who are going to ride in the parade?
For those people that don't know, who is the grand marshal this year, Jan?
I think the grand marshal is going to be Stephen Barnes, who's our literary guest of honor.
Okay.
Tell me if I'm wrong.
Eddie McClintock too. Eddie McClintock is going to be kind of
right. Yeah.
That was announced.
I've also got.
I'm not. Yeah.
Okay. No, we're good. I got the Sesame Street friends, Emilio Delgado and Bob McGrath and Roscoe Orman are in a car. I have Ric Flair.
Woo!
And Pat and Sherry Henry will be riding with us again this year, which makes me very happy. And those are the official marshals. I also have some guests who just want to be with their fan groups and who want to experience the parade. One of them is John Delancey, who will be riding with the Skeptic folks. And then Joel Hodson from Mystery Science Theater is going to be with the Marching Misties. And he's planning on a bunch of good stuff, including having Tom and company showing up in mecha suits. So that'll be interesting to see.
That will be interesting.
Oh,
yep.
That's
John.
Really cool. Go on.
I'm sorry. John Delancey is with the Skeptics?
Yeah.
Not with Star Trek.
Interesting.
Okay.
Not with Star Trek. With the Skeptics. Yeah.
Okay. Okie dokie. Oh, good for him. Yay.
Yeah.
It's just a surprise. I was just surprised to hear that. That's good. Yeah, so all good on that. And then, that is going to be awesome. We also do have two marching bands, one from a high school and one from, I think, and one of a fan group, kind of a Atlanta area older group that gets together, and they're fun too. And I never say their name right, so.
It's something seed,
it's
but
the
I can't.
It's the Atlanta Seed and Seed.
Seed and
yeah,
what?
They're also known as the Marching. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, no.
They're also known as the Marching Abominables.
Ah.
That's the word I can't get out.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool, too, because, you know, a parade isn't a parade without a marching band, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And we're so cool. We got.
Yes. And the other band is Lakeside High School. So, yes. And they've been with us a couple of years now. And a lot of fun to have.
Yeah, they are very, very. And those are great kids, too. They are awesome. And they're in their full uniform sweating. That's why we hope for a nice, slightly cloudy day. You know, let's start around 80. Yes. Low humidity.
We're not quite to the weather chant days yet, but about 3 weeks out, we start sending in our prayers and requests for the right kind of weather, which is slightly overcast.
Right. Yeah. And we've been blessed the last several parades in that it has been very pleasant, relatively speaking, for Atlanta, during when parade's gone off, right? I mean, it's held up, and I know we asked this question. Yeah. I know we asked this question each year, but rain or shine.
Rain or shine, we have one window of opportunity to put the parade on, and that's Saturday morning. So, rain or shine, it goes. If it's you know, just kind of drizzling or threatening, obviously, we'll be out there marching. If it's actually storming, there won't be a parade. Or unless you want to see me and my team and security kind of walking down the street with umbrellas, that will be it.
Telling everybody there's no parade. No parade.
Yeah.
No parade.
Yeah.
No parade.
Go home.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing is, so for those people who are Dragon Con people and are in the hotels that have Dragon Con TV, or streaming memberships, you should be able to see the parade pretty much live. We have people at the end of the parade, Dragon Con volunteers, who will be chatting it up and talking about the parade.
Exactly. We get live coverage on DC TV every year. And so that's one way to watch. I think it will also be on the streaming, but I can't be 100% sure of that as being broadcast live. And we also, I believe this year, we're going to be on the CW again. So,
we'll be on
regular broadcast TV one more time, which is always a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. And I actually was telling some people about that. They were like, wait, what? I'm like, yes, you can. Dragon Con Parade, we are on the CW last year. And, you know, who knows if we'll be on it again this year, but maybe. And they're like, oh, my God, I could, like, sit in my house and watch them. I'm like, yes. Yes, you can.
Yeah.
We love it when people come down. But, I mean, it is really amazing to see Peachtree Street crammed 5, 6, 7 deep as people are watching this parade. And so now, what is the route? For people who are not from Atlanta, this is all in downtown Atlanta. It will be in the app. It is there. You will see many, many maps of this parade. But, Jan, kind of for those of us who've either been there before or know downtown. What is the route of this parade?
Okay, the route is mainly on Peachtree Street, and we start at Peachtree and Linden, which, if you're looking for a landmark, is just a block south of the Fox Theater. So we start down there, and then we go about 8 blocks or so on Peachtree Street, moving south back towards the hotels, the host hotels, and we'll pass by the Hyatt, and we'll pass at the Westin where we turn. And we'll go down a block on Andrew Young. And then when we get down at the bottom of that hill, we'll turn again onto Peachtree. Ah, Peachtree Center. I said this so many times.
Yeah, Peachtree Center Avenue, right. Yeah.
There are a lot of Peachtrees in Atlanta, so it's confusing.
And we'll continue on that until we get to the Marriott Marquis, which is where the parade ends.
Yeah. So the parade ends in front of the marquee behind the Hyatt. So if people are like wondering, you know, where does it end? That's where it ends. And I also want to say this. A lot of people every year want to be right at the front of the parade, especially people who are trying to take pictures. I'm going to tell you that's not always the best place to be. Somebody who's been down there, John, you've been down there too. It's not always the best place. But a lot of people are trying to say, like, oh, I want to get pictures before the parade. You can't do it. Sorry, folks. Where we're setting up for the parade, there's a great fence, and you have to be have your parade credentials to get in.
Speaking of parade credentials, well, two things. One, I want to second what Lee just said, which is basically at the beginning of the parade, everything is sort of crunched together. As it moves down, I mean, if it were me and I were watching the parade, I would want to be at least a block away from the start of the parade, because that's when everyone starts to sort of stretch out a little bit. And so you get better pictures that way, as opposed to right at the beginning. Two, if you're not supposed to be in the parade staging area, you're not supposed to be in the parade staging area. Correct, Jan?
Right, exactly. Yeah, we have a fenced area, which is our staging area, which has worked out really well for us. Your parade credentials to get in, and that's actually a wristband and your Dragon Con badge to get into the staging area. We do not invite photographers or press in there unless, except for very special exceptions. And those arrangements are made a long time ahead. It's very busy. It's very crazy. It's people trying to find where they're supposed to be so that they're ready to march. It's us moving vehicles back and forth on the street outside there. So it's just not a good place at all. And unfortunately, sometimes it causes us delays, because if you're out there trying to take pictures and we're trying to get the show on the road, you got to move for us. So it's just not a good place. And people don't really get into their characters and having fun with what they're doing on the road until they're a couple blocks out of staging. So,
right. So, yeah. And the other issue is if you're trying to take a picture right at the start, that's where we're trying, and these wonderful, wonderful people who are not me are trying to move the vehicles before and after the group they're supposed to be in. And they're just really trying to watch that vehicle and making sure nobody's going to get hit and everything else. And somebody like, oh, I'm just taking a quick picture. No, you really aren't. Please, move. I'm not trying to, nobody's trying to be mean, guys, but as we said, we have a time period, and we really want to make sure everybody's safe. It's a lot about safety.
Yeah.
Speaking of parade credentials, so you mentioned that you need a wristband. But first of all, just to let everybody know that's listening, the in the parade list has already been posted. Correct. It's already done.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So that was taken care of back in February, correct?
Yeah, we open up parade registration on February 15th every year, and it's an online process. You go online, you enter what you want to enter into the parade. We'll review it and then let you know whether it's, you know, appropriate or not. And then in a few weeks or so, we will post an official list mm-hmm. of who's currently in the parade.
So it's too late.
I do have a wait list.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to point out. So it's too late at this point to get into the parade via the normal registration process. That's not going to happen.
Right.
If you were a part of a group and you haven't talked to your group lead at this point, probably want to make sure you've done so to make sure that they know you're coming. Correct.
Exactly. Exactly. If you're part of a registered group, you need to be in touch with them. So, because they're going to give you all the information that you're going to need to participate as well. So, mm-hmm. yes, that's very important. If you're an individual who's signed yourself up, we'll be coordinating with you directly through email. So,
and you mentioned that there's a wait list as well, which I think is like 300 plus people at this point.
Yeah, this year, every year for the last 3 or 4 years, it's been getting tougher to get into the parade as far as the number of folks who sign up for it early on. This year, we closed registration within 8 hours of opening it.
Whoa.
We were full.
Wow.
We were at our cap. So we set up a wait list, and we have been able to move some people off the wait list, which is really good. But currently, I believe I'm standing at around 400 and some odd people on the wait list right now. I'm not at all optimistic that everybody's going to get in, but we'll continue to move people over as we can find space.
Yeah, if you want to roll the dice, I mean, you know, you never know. Can get on the wait list. I was looking it up for Jan. She's having internet problems. That's why we're on the phone for one reason. But the best way I found to get to it was just to go to dragoncon.org and go under participate and be in the parade. And if you go there, there's a link mm-hmm. right to the 2018 wait list. Also great links to the Facebook DragonCon parade group too. So.
Yes. Yes. And that's a good group for anybody who's interested in the parade or who's planning on marching in the parade. Really good group to join or at least to watch. Mm-hmm. A lot of information gets shared. A lot of good people, and it's not something that's like constantly busy, so mm-hmm. it's not going to overwhelm you with the traffic on it.
No. One other thing I wanted to say is Jan also said you have to have your badge. Okay, so
right.
this is not mm-hmm. time to be trying to grab your badge Saturday morning and then run to get in the parade, because that may be tough. Second of all, you also
yeah.
have your parade credentials, and every year we have somebody who is outside going, but they said they'd leave it here for me, and I'm like, dude, then you need to call them. I'm not trying to be mean. I don't have that list. So those people who are like, you know, you're not able to get down there until that morning to get your parade credentials, your wristband, you need to have a plan for how that person is going to, you know, if you're the lead of a group, I know you probably already have your plan and thank you very much, but make sure everybody who's going to be in your group knows that. Also,
Jan, is Heather your second?
Yes.
Yeah, because, I mean, she's the one who's normally standing there having to, I mean, I know you're dealing with it as well, but she's the one trying to check everybody through. And everybody's like, well, yeah, don't you have my wristband? And she's like, no, I do not.
No.
I don't know what you're talking
very
about.
There are several things that can happen on parade morning when you come down there. If you are going to be a Saturday only member, I really, really recommend that you go online in the DragonCon store and go ahead and purchase your Saturday membership with a pre-sale, because you will get a postcard in the mail confirming that you are a member, and you can bring mm-hmm. that postcard to us and we will honor that the same as a badge. Otherwise, you're going to have to go down to registration and stand in the line and get your badge there and then run up to staging so that you'll have it. As far as the wristbands are concerned, yes, if you're a member of a group, your group lead should have coordinated with you on when and where you can get the wristbands from them. If you are an individual who signed up, we do have the list, our database there that Heather is manning, and we will have your wristband there, but only if you signed yourself up.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a member of a group, coordinate closely with the group.
Coordinate with your group. And also, Jan, what time does the staging area open?
We are usually down there around 7, and we officially open it around 7:30. Vehicles can come earlier, but for the folks who are looking to be to march, I would say 7:30 would be the earliest I would want anybody to show up. You need to be there and in place and all staged and ready to go no later than 9:30. And any time after that, we cannot guarantee that you will be marching in the parade or in the group that you're supposed to be with.
And that's where I was hoping you would get to, because I cannot tell you how many people who are in there, right? And they're trying to find their group or whatever. And they get there at, you know, 9:30. You know, they get there right at 10 o'clock. Well, we've already got like 7 or 8 groups set up to walk out. And if they don't know if their group was one of the early ones or whatever, it's like, well, we just got here. I'm like, I'm so sorry. That group's already gone. If you can fit in with another group and you've got your credentials, you may do that. But otherwise, I can't. You can't like join the parade en route. We actually really, there are barricades and we don't do that. So just to let you know, guys, get there early, please. This is not the day to think that you can just slide in at 9 o'clock and be fine, or at 9:30 and be fine. Get there early. And
yeah, if your name is in our database, if your name is in our database, and that consists of group leaders and the folks who registered themselves individually. If your name is in the database, you will get what we call the TMI email about 2 weeks before the convention starts. That has probably more information than you ever thought you needed to participate in the parade, all of the who, what, when, where's, and it stresses that you need to be there in place by 9:30. Not to take a shuttle that leaves the Marriott after 9:30, get there so that you will be able to ensure that you have your place in the parade. Because it's true, once we get it on the road, it's moving. And, you know, if you can fit yourself in somewhere, that's fine. You know, otherwise, you're just kind of, you know, out of luck for the year.
That, unfortunately, And no, I hate saying it too. And I hate seeing their disappointed faces, because I'm just like, I'm so sorry they've already gone, or, you know, whatever, or people are trying to join right at the end and they're just like, I don't know where they are. Because at that point, anytime between like 9:45 and about 10, the biggest push for those in staging is getting everybody, especially those first like 10 groups, really set up. Because those are the ones that you got to get out very quickly. And then it'll slow down a little bit, but those are the first ones, because those are where some of the bigger cars are, and getting all of that in order in front of people, behind people, and everything else. So please, 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 this is the one day, if you're ever, ever, ever early to something, this is the one day to be early. Really plan on being down there and finding your group around 9 a.m.
Treat it like a Doctor Who guest panel. Be there early.
Yeah.
Get in line early.
A big guest star. Yeah, big guest star panel. Treat it like that. Exactly. Good job, John. Good job, John. But that's really good.
Yes.
And Jan, the other thing you do, which I always find so fun right at the end, how does the parade end every year? Not just with Santa, because all parades have marching bands and must end with Santa. But also, what's the very end of the parade?
Oh, yes, please let people know.
The very end of the parade. Oh, yes. It's very important that people know. the very, very end of the parade is my car, and which I know people won't recognize, but suddenly you will find a regular car in the lineup, and the Atlanta PD and the EMTs. So you have like this little grouping of official cars that are right behind Santa. And please, please stay out of the street until we've all passed by you.
Dear, yes, for the love of, for the love of God. I don't know how many people try to cross the front of those things, and they're moving vehicles, people.
Yes.
That's why I'm bringing it up.
If you, even if Santa has passed you by, if you see a moving vehicle, please do not try to cross the street. Please.
And especially if you're, it's true the entire route, right? It's true all the way up to the Hyatt, but, or Hilton or Marriott or whatever it is to the end of Marriott. Thank you. I don't know how I find my way around Dragon Con. I have no idea.
But
you will see, it'll be obvious to you where the end is because there'll be a mass of people following right behind that.
I remember the first time that I looked in my rearview mirror and saw the people following the parade. It was like, oh my God, this is amazing. So yes.
Well, I'll never forget the first time John was helping. And he got with you, and he's walking with, was it the first time or the second time? I can't remember. He was walking with you and your car because so many people were still trying to now, okay, Santa's gone. I can get behind Santa. And it was like, no. And he was like constantly, he said, how many people in Atlanta have a death wish? I'm like, a lot. I know. Because he's like, there's Janet's car, there's cops, there's an ambulance, and they're not paying any. I'm like, yes, I know. And you were just
now,
like, what?
On the plus side, when you do get plowed over, the EMT is right there. That is on the plus side.
Yes, that is the good. There is a plus
convenient.
Side.
Convenient. We strive for convenience. You know.
we are trying to make it convenient for the EMTs to save your really dumb tushy. Yeah.
But
we are.
Will also say, though, Go ahead.
Go ahead. Okay, the thing that we really stress to people about when it's okay to cross or, you know, leave where you are on the sidewalk if you're going to cross the street, which you shouldn't be crossing the street anyway, except in the appropriate places, is that once the police have passed you by, everything is done. And the police will have their lights and often their sirens going. So wait until the police car passes you by, and then wherever you want to go is fine.
Yeah, the key part there too, though, is that when you do see Jan's car or you do see Santa, probably start go ahead and start packing up at that point, because everyone's going to start standing up at that and start coming your way. So it's also from a safety standpoint, don't try and cross the street, but do take that time, that opportunity to start packing your stuff up and getting yourself ready. If you're sitting down, if you've got kids or whatever, get them in tow, because that is a massive amount of people. I I'm going to post it when I post this podcast. I'll post it on with the post of this, the actual physical post of the first Dragon Con parade. I took pictures, and it was and I have it only took a couple, but it was with the I think it was 501st was coming down. It may not even been the 501st at that point. It might have just been just random stormtroopers, but there's literally tons of space on the sidewalk. It's like, this is unrecognizable from what it is today. Is a whole city event, right?
And I started with the parade in 2004, I think it was, and maybe like 300 and some odd participants. And truly, it was just a meetup down in Woodruff Park. And then we would kind of go up Peachtree Street. Where did we end it at that point in time? I think we ended it at behind the Hyatt. So it was a very short route and very few people. And there was just very few folks on the street until you got up around where the host hotels are.
Mm-hmm.
So to see what's going on now with the number of people that line the sidewalks all the way from staging through disband, who stand in the parking garages, who are hanging off balconies, mm-hmm. Who are watching it from hotels. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing to me.
And it is also, guys, as we say, this is a big, it's an Atlanta event too now. So be
yes.
prepared right off for two things. Number one, right after the parade, if you are a Dragon Con attendee, there may be a lot of badge checks. I know last year there were a good many more right after the parade just because there's such a mass of people. And some people might be like, oh, I want to go in and see the costumes or whatever. And the hotels try to limit that a little bit. So be prepared for a badge check. The other thing is, I love a parade. You love a parade. Everybody loves a parade. But who really loves parades are little kids. So please, if you see little kids and they're trying to see and all of that, please, you know, let them sit in front of you or stand in front of you. Those parents will be amazingly grateful. And just remember there are little kids there to see this too. Because there's nothing like seeing a kid's eyes light up when that 501st comes down with all those stormtroopers and all of that. Oh, it's so awesome. It is so awesome.
It's, you know, it's truly, that's one of the things that I love the most about the parade is watching the kids on the sidelines as everybody passes by. Because, you know, and there could be 50 Spider-Men marching together and they're all still, the kids are hyped that they're seeing Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
it's just, it's really, really fun and cute. And just some of my best memories are the kids' reactions.
They're just,
so.
They are just, those little faces, they're so cute.
Yeah.
They're
And so just to reiterate what Lee said, which is, you know, if you see a kid and their family there and they're struggling to see or whatever, you know, invite them to stand in front of you. If you're standing in front of them, invite them to stand in front of you.
Yeah.
You'll still be able to see, but it means the world to that little kid. So.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, Jan.
So, okay.
What other things do we need to make sure that people know about the parade before we go off to our game here?
Oh, you know, I had something in my head just a moment ago, and now it seems to have left me. Because I'm getting old.
Well, let me. Go ahead.
Grateful for spectators, and we say this every year, other than please steer clear of our staging and disband area, is I know that when I'm headed down to staging at 7 in the morning, I already see people on the sidewalks staking out their places to watch the parade.
Mm-hmm.
So the earlier you come, the better you're gonna end up as far as placement's concerned. I now can recommend to people that they go to elevated spaces if they do not need to be street level, that the parking garages have become very popular, and there are quite a few along the route. You get an added bonus of some shade when you're standing in a parking garage. And you can see pretty much the parade. You're just not street level with it, you know, eye level with it anymore. But any elevated places, even along the route, if you want to get pictures, stand on the top of the steps that are in front of the building you're at, if there are any. You'll just have a better line of sight on it. Also, for people coming in, parking is going to be a real problem. I recommend that folks try to reserve parking. I think Parking Panda and a couple of other companies reserve parking in downtown Atlanta. It guarantees that you'll have a space if you need to drive. Otherwise, taking MARTA is a really good thing. And there are two MARTA stops that are close to the parade route. One is Ground Zero, and that's the Peachtree Center MARTA station. That is just a mass of people on Saturday morning. The other is the North Avenue station, which puts you down near the Fox Theater, which is where the parade starts. So there's some other options, plus bus routes. Be aware of the fact that the streets themselves, especially along Peachtree, are being blocked off as early as 8:30. So driving in that area might be kind of interesting, navigating around to where you need to get. So those are just some things that I can think of really quickly. Otherwise, we're looking. Go ahead.
I was going to say on that point of streets being blocked off in the parade. If you're not planning on going to the parade and you're just trying to get into a Dragon Con panel or see a guest that might be going off at that same time, be aware that your time to travel will be immensely increased around parade time. You're going to have to go around the parade route to get to wherever you want to get to. So if you have something that's in the Marriott or even in the Hyatt and you're on, let's say, Centennial Park side of the Hyatt, you're going to have to go down. I'm not sure what the exact roads are, but you're going to have to go down past the Westin basically and come up around that way in order to get, and then go through the Habit Trail in order to get to the Hyatt.
If you're walking, you can probably maneuver it without going the long way around, but you do have to navigate through a lot of people.
Yeah.
And it's my understanding that even the Peachtree Center MARTA station, that the part that crosses under the street, under Peachtree, is just like at a standstill.
It is. So I can attest to that.
It is. I can attest. Yeah. I would say
I missed a lot of the stuff being down there staging.
Lucky you. But that is true. I mean, all of that is going to be really, really blocked. If you have something in the Westin and then you're going to try, like, let's say you have a 10 o'clock in the Westin and you want to get to something else at 11:30 in the Hyatt, you probably need to make the decision of which one of those two you want to go to. Most of the tribes do try to block for 10 o'clock and not have stuff, but we have so much going on, we're not always able to do that. There are going to be some guest panels and things like that that will be going on during the parade. So if you do want to go between those, just remember. And if you can't watch the parade and you are at con, and if you have the streaming membership, I know it will be in there later, is that Dragon Con TV will show it a couple of times and over the next couple of days, and the streaming membership will have it also later as well. So even if it's not live on the streaming, it'll be there later. So if you are doing something, you can still see the parade. You don't have to totally miss it.
Right.
All right.
And once convention starts, one quick other thing. We will be set up down in the Sheraton. We're usually right across from on-site registration. While we are not entertaining any walk-ups this year and haven't in a long time, so you won't be able to register for the parade. If you have questions, feel free to stop by and ask. If you just want to say hi to the crazy people that run the parade, feel free to do that. We have toys. We have twinkle lights. We have lots of things at the table. definitely, if you're in the parade, you absolutely need to come see us if you're a group leader or an individual so that you can get your wristbands, because that's where we distribute them from. So, and I think that's it for me. I will. Yep. Not say anything else, but thank you guys very much for inviting me back.
Thank you for putting this together every year. It's gotten better and better every single year, and it's due to you and your team. They do a phenomenal job. It's a lot of build up to 2 hours of essentially almost 2 hours, right? It runs about an hour, hour and a half, something like that.
It takes about an hour 45 for the parade to completely go down the route. So the last person in the parade, Santa Claus, should get to the Marriott around 11:30 or 11:45.
Yeah.
And the parade starts at 10 o'clock sharp. So.
Yep. And that is for sure. Jan, make sure it goes off. I don't care if you're you're not moving. You better be moving at 10.
You better get out of my way, because we're putting the parade on the road now at 10 o'clock. It's done.
So what we've been doing this year, Jan, is I've over the years have collected various lame licensed trivia games from, like dollar stores and Tuesday morning and things like that, the internet and other various spots. Today, William will be reading our questions today. Today, we're going to play Family Feud, the Disney edition. So William's going to ask. So William's going to ask. We're going to go through five questions. William's going to ask a question. Jan, you get to answer first. Give your first best answer, and then Lee, and then I'm going to play too. And at the at the end, okay, we'll tally the points of who had the most survey correct answers, and we'll go with that. So William, by the way, who is my son, is here. So William, what's the first question?
Okay, so which Winnie the Pooh character would you share your tent with if you went camping in the 100-acre woods?
Jan, which Winnie the Pooh character would you share?
Would I share my tent with?
Yes.
Oh, God.
And by the way, I ordered these questions on how absurd they are.
Yeah.
This is the the choices are infinite almost, but I'll go with Christopher Robin.
Okay, Lee, your answer?
I would actually probably want to really honestly answer this, not to win it, but to be honest, Kanga. I want to be there with Kanga.
Okay. And I'll say Tigger.
You are an idiot.
Okay, William, according to these horribly made licensed games, what are the answers? Did we get any of them?
Which I say, like, all of the answers in order, should I say the ones that...
Well, let's start with the ones that we got.
Tigger was the second one.
How many points is that worth?
25.
25, okay.
Kanga was not on the list.
Kanga's not on the list, Lee. That's a big fat zero for you.
And Christopher Robin is 9.
Is 9 points. Okay, Jan got 9 points. Who was the number one answer?
Piglet.
Piglet. Piglet was the number one answer.
Oh.
Who were the rest of the answers?
Wait, hold on a second.
Piglet, Tigger, Winnie
the
Pooh,
give me an order.
Owl, Eeyore, Piglet, Christopher Robin, and Roo.
Roo was it? Not Kanga. Yeah.
Roo, but not Kanga. Okay. Oh, interesting.
Okay, wait a second. Hold on a second. First of all, Piglet is a neurotic little animal. So anything that makes a noise in the woods, Piglet is going to wake you up and ask you about it.
Speak a little closer to your microphone there, Lee.
Sorry. Tigger is also... Okay, so Tigger is like Adderall times 12. He's never going to let you sleep. Who was number 3? Christopher Robin?
Number 3 was Winnie the Pooh.
Okay, who is going to be like all night going to be going, nom, 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 honey? I mean, that's going to be the whole thing. That'll wake you up. Christopher Robin I could get. Rue, again, let's remember from the book, Tigger is able to get Rue to do bad things. No, that child has no sense. Oh, you guys are stupid.
I mean, personally, I would go with Eeyore. I mean, like, I just relate to him on an emotional level. Just like, I just want to sleep and leave me alone.
I just want to sleep. I just want to sleep. Yeah.
Well, but the problem with Eeyore is he always was trying to make a tent and was always falling down, though, right? So you don't want to be in a tent with Eeyore.
I can help him. It's fine.
I totally forgot about Eeyore. Yeah, no, I don't want to be in a tent with him either.
Everybody forgets about Eeyore.
Oh, God.
All right, so what's
a Kanga?
What's
in that? Kanga goes to bed on time and it has snacks in that pouch too, man. Oh, it's still one.
Well,
Kanga.
Let me ask you, Jan, let me ask you this question. Which Winnie the Pooh character would you like to go to Dragon Con with?
Actually, Eeyore.
Eeyore.
I just find Eeyore very entertaining.
Okay.
I like to see that. Yeah. I like that.
William, next question.
Name the Disney or Disney Pixar movie you would most like to watch to cheer you up.
Jan.
Oh. Jeez. I'm going to say Mulan because it's my favorite.
Okay.
Disney movie.
Lee.
See, the problem is, first of all, there's always somebody dies early. And that never cheers
Well, I would not recommend Toy Story 3, but go on.
Yeah, no. Toy Story 3, maybe, you know, or Up, maybe would not, actually not be in
well,
my
certainly not the first 15 minutes of Up.
Oh, God, no. That was a French movie. That was a two-hour French movie back in 15 minutes, and my heart hurt.
I guess to just cheer me up, a fun cheer me up one. Mulan's always good. I would, oh boy, there's so many. I actually like, believe it or not, Toy Story. Toy Story is a fun one. A fun one at first. Yeah.
Okay, so the original Toy Story. Yeah. I will go with Incredibles. William?
Yes.
Okay, in order of all the ones are Cinderella at the top, Little Mermaid, Frozen, Snow White, 101 Dalmatians, The Lion King, Finding Nemo, and Toy Story.
So Toy Story is the only one that any of us got. And okay, so how many points is that worth? Yeah. Three whole points for Lee.
I get 3 points for Toy Story. See, that's the thing too. I think I could see Frozen a little bit. But I was trying to think. Somebody said Cinderella, really?
Most people said Cinderella, right?
10 total people.
Ten total people. Of the people they surveyed, 10 people said.
At least 10 points. Well, yeah, okay. I don't know what that means.
Next question.
Here. Name the Disney princess character that would make an excellent best friend.
Jan.
Ugh.
I should allow you to defer so you can think about it if you'd like to defer. But your question.
No, that's fine. I'm thinking.
Unfortunately, the Pixar heroines currently don't count as princesses, right?
Yeah.
I think maybe like one of them does. Whoever's from Brave, I forgot what her name is.
Her name's Brave, right? Yeah. I'm sorry, Jan. What did you have an answer?
That one.
The one from Brave. Whatever.
Merida.
Yeah, Merida. Merida.
Yeah. Lee.
Thank you.
Okay. I think I'd probably want mine to be Belle.
Belle. Okay.
Although she's not a princess. Mulan is actually my first choice, but technically not a Disney princess.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking too. So that's why I was having a hard time deciding.
Well, actually, let me ask William a qualifying question. Are all the people on the list technically Disney princesses?
They are indeed, which surprises me actually.
Cuz William has done much research into what actually defines a Disney princess. But okay.
I know more than I am proud to admit about Disney princesses, okay? Don't judge me.
I want to talk about this in a minute. Hold on. After we answer this question, John, your answer next. But I want to talk about this in a minute. So keep going. Okay.
I'll just go with trying to get points, which is going to be Snow White.
Okay. So, in order, tied at the top is Cinderella and Snow White, then Ariel, Belle, and Mulan.
What was it? Ariel, Belle?
Ariel, Belle, and Mulan.
Okay. So how many points did I get then?
28.
And how many did I get? Because I did say Belle.
Belle is 7.
7 points.
And Mulan is indeed a Disney princess. Yes.
How is Mulan a Disney princess? I will give you Disney Empress, but I will not give you princess. How is she a princess?
By the technical qualifications. Hey, I didn't make the rules, okay? Disney made the rules.
This is geek culture all of us should know. William, what are the rules for being a Disney princess per Disney?
I actually know this. I believe, off the top of my head, one of them is you have to be the leading role of a Disney animated movie and be female. not a sequel, to clarify.
Disney's very inclusive, but I guess not yet that inclusive.
This is an entire subcategory of princess. Have to either be do an act of heroism, be born royal or marry royal. Basically, okay. Act of heroism is literally just from Mulan. That's literally it.
She marries the emperor's son, so.
Yeah, but I mean,
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, let's screw that guy.
Let's move right, on to the next next question.
And something else I can't remember. Anyway, so.
So actually, I also there are two other Disney princesses that are not, that are, you know, kind of bought Disney, bought properties, but there's also now Princess Leia is an actual Disney princess, and Shuri from Black Panther. She's a princess.
Yeah.
I don't think those are. I
don't care.
They weren't official.
They're not official as far as Disney is concerned.
As far as Disney.
Next question. We're going to go down a whole other podcast about this.
Yeah, we should, actually. I like this idea. Okay, go. I will argue Disney princesses, man. I love them. All right, sorry.
Name the Disney villain you'd least like to travel with on a trip.
Jafar.
Jafar, okay.
That's a good one. The cardinal from Hunchback of Notre Dame, which is not going to give me any points. But that's
I don't think it's going to get you any points.
I've already given up on points.
It's technically probably accurate.
But I think you have more points than I do.
barely. Oh, very barely.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm debating between going for a point grab or answering honestly who I would want to, I'd least want to be, travel with Stinky Pete. I'm going with Stinky Pete.
I have curiosity. What would be your point grab answer?
What would my point grab answer be? I'm blanking on her name, from Little Mermaid,
Ursula.
Ursula. Thank you. Yeah.
That would be
her tentacles would be everywhere.
Yeah.
Although, then again, her tentacles would be everywhere. Oh, sorry. Moving on.
Son is on the podcast.
Okay, so, in order, Cruella de Vil, Jafar, Ursula, Captain Hook, Maleficent, and Scar.
So, the only person that got points that time was Jan, right?
For Jafar.
Yeah.
How many? 54?
I guess.
10.
Oh, 10. Awesome. Okay.
For Jafar.
Oh, for Jafar. I thought you said 54. I'm like, wow. Okay. All right. So last question, William.
Okay. This I just had to pick because I think it's funny. Name the Disney character most likely to enjoy country music. And to clarify, these are all from the Mickey Mouse canon, I guess.
Okay, so that is. So we're not going to find
so
Woody. So Woody is not going to be on there.
Yeah,
no.
Okay.
Yeah, the Country Bears Christmas doesn't count. Okay.
Okay. These are like original Mickey Mouse kind of character guys.
Yeah, traditional Disney.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
true
was a
Mickey
good explanation.
Not even the expanded universe.
Not even the expanded universe Disney character.
Not like
a new
movie.
Okay. Well, I'll go there. It's purging. It's canon.
I'll go with Goofy.
Goofy. Okay. Jan says Goofy. Lee.
That was going to be my answer.
Well, now you got another one.
Well,
We can share.
Because I've had to watch a lot of Mickey Mouse Clubhouse because of my nephew, and I know so many of the new ones. Now I would actually go. Now I remember who Stinky Pete is, which is the Pete the doggy thing, right?
No, I was thinking of Stinky Pete from Toy Story.
Yeah.
Oh, you're
the prospector. The prospector.
Prospector Pete.
I thought he was Stinky Pete. I think they called him Stinky Pete because remember in the quote unquote bloopers when he passes gas in the box and go, oh, now we know why you call you Stinky Pete.
I'm gonna go with Mickey.
Mickey, okay. Then I'll just go with probably something it's got to be on there, which is Donald Duck.
Okay, so it's Goofy, Donald Duck, Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, Daisy Duck, and Pluto.
All right, so how many points does Jan get for Goofy?
27.
And how many does Lee get?
For Mickey, 8.
8, and how many do I get?
9.
9. All right. So, Jan, real quick before we go, and I'll tally the scores, will you give this information? Places to find information on the, what do you call it, parade. And if, who to contact and things like that.
Okay. Dragon Con website. You will find several places on there that has information on the parade. Our Dragon Con parade Facebook page, which is a lot of fun. We have a Twitter account that only tweets out really important stuff, and that's at Dragon Con Parade. We have a Yahoo group that's the Dragon Con Parade group where we share information. Any of the official Dragon Con outlets like the Dragon Con Facebook, et cetera, we will be posting stuff there. We do not have Instagram. Oh, and LiveJournal. I still post things on LiveJournal because people are still there. So the Dragon Con LiveJournal page. Yes, it's still active. Very, very rarely, but people are still there.
Yeah.
So that's
cool.
That's really where to find the information. If somebody has a question specifically or wants to speak privately, they can either PM me via Facebook, or they can send me an email at dc_parade@dragoncon.org.
Perfect. And the Dragon Con page, or the parade page for Dragon Con, by the way, is under participate and be in the parade. So you can get there. And then those links that Jan was just referring to are also linked up there. So great place to find.
We also show up under the events page, but that's kind of just general information. So
cool. All right. So the final scores, Lee had 18.
Mm-hmm.
Jan had 46 and I had 62. Now, if you exclude my blatant point grab, Jan would have run away with it. But my blatant point grab, because realizing that...
Wait, which blatant point grab? The Winnie the Pooh in the tent thing? Or
no. It was... No, I forget which one it was. It was...
The best friend. Disney Princess.
Yes, the best.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, that wouldn't have been my real answer for a best friend. But, you know, that was 28 points. So, hey, you know.
Okay, wait. Who would be your real answer?
For a real answer, a best friend.
Someone who will always be there for me.
What's her name from Wreck-It Ralph isn't the princess, right? She doesn't count?
Not officially.
Okay. So,
not officially, but I think we're going to make her one. I liked her too.
Yeah, she's awesome. Have you seen what is it? It was the trailer for the new Wreck-It Ralph, right? Have you seen the trailer for the new Wreck-It Ralph?
Yes.
Where she's like, yes. Do I need to call the cops? Do you guys need help? What's going on?
but she turns into a princess at the end because she is the princess of the. She's like, bing, 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 and she becomes a princess. And then she goes back to her old outfit because she's like the princess of the land or something.
I mean that she has not been officially inaugurated into the Hall of Disney Princess Hall of Fame. Okay,
I will. And like that crazy Disney rule, but yeah, no, I just all of a sudden went, wait, but come on, that's an interesting. I just all of a sudden realized, wait, she does become like the princess. What's her name? Oh God, we're all forgetting her name.
But her or Rapunzel. So Rapunzel seems like she'd be a lot of fun to be around.
Yeah. Oh, from Tangled? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And she is a princess, right?
Yes.
Okay. Just checking with one.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So until next time. Until next time. For Lee, Jan, and William, this is John saying peace.
Bye.
Thanks and bye.
Bye. Panic.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 813-3210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter @ TheUniqueGeek. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Share Alike non-commercial license.